And this hour, we have live music, pleasure as always, to do it. You'll get to learn more about her as the hour progresses. Here is Crystal Morgan.
Just bring you down. You've got to live and let live, live and let live. Cause oh, you only got this life, you've only got this life. Yes, you only got this life, you've only got this life. Ooh, you only got this life, you've only got this life. Oh, you only got this life, you've only got this life. So God, may I grow old gracefully. When I look back, may it mean something bigger and deeper than my vanities. God, may I grow old gracefully. When I look back, may it mean something bigger and deeper than my vanities.
Crystal Morgan, welcome. It's good to have you here. And, you know, I don't know much about you, and I want other people to know more about you, too. Tell me, first of all, the name of that song.
That is called This Life.
And it's yours, right?
It is my song.
How long ago did you finish it?
I wrote it about a year ago. I was just making some music down in the South Side, sitting outside on a pretty day like today. And it just kind of came out, and just sitting there and thinking about how lucky I am to be able to just sit around and play music on a nice bench.
Do you often open with that song? It's a nice song to open with, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, it depends on the event. Sometimes I close with it because it's just, it leaves people feeling good.
Are you originally from Pittsburgh or?
I'm not. I was an Army brat, so moves all around the country as a young person and eventually settled in Pittsburgh with my family here.
So your family settled here. Were you still in school when?
Yeah. I was in middle school.
Where did you go to middle school here?
Belmar Middle School in Bel Vernon.
Okay. Yeah. And do you still live out? Well, no, you must live on the south side.
I live in Lawrenceville now.
Now. Great. Well, I'm so happy that you're here. I need to, you'll find out why. It's a wedding day today. Somebody just wrote to remind me they were getting married today.
Oh.
Some longtime listeners. So Bob and Harmony wanted us to mention Dominicchio, Samuel, Pasquale, Charles, Cucuro is getting married today to Sherry Chapman. She's going to inherit quite a few names at 3:30 today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Elwood City. And Bob and Betty wanted us to mention that. Dominicchio, we're really happy for you. He will marry Sherry and has been listening to SLB since he was in single digits, at least, in terms of age. So he's getting married today. That's exciting.
Wow.
June 6th. Some remember it is D-Day. So getting married on D-Day is a good thing. But thank you, Bob, for sharing that with us. So are you playing out much or?
Yeah, I actually just played. I have a project called Black Little Birds, and I played at the Arts Festival yesterday on the main stage.
Terrific. That sounds great. Well, let's hear another song, and there's more I'd like to talk with you about.
Sure.
What would you like to do next?
I have a song called Blue Jay.
Here, again, is Crystal Morgan.
Thank you.
Come back, little blue jay, there are songs to be sung. Your melody was so pretty, ooh, ooh, ooh. Trees are so quiet without you in their leaves. I wonder where you perch now. Oh, oh, oh. If I had wings, I would find you up in the sky. There are things I must ask you, things I must know.
Pretty song, and blue jays make their presence known, don't they?
Yeah.
When you hear them. Crystal Morgan is who you just heard. How long have you played uke? Which came first, the uke or the guitar?
I've always fiddled around with the guitar. Ukulele was actually pretty new. I was in a country project with Jeremy Colbert doing Graceful, and we started messing around with the ukulele, and then I bought one, and just, you know, like a football player, when they're learning football, they have to hold the football, and like, you can never drop it, you can never put it down. I was like, I'm going to learn the ukulele, and I like slept with it next to me, and I just played it every second that I could, and just got more comfortable with it, and I love it.
It sounds good, and you, it looks like you have a pretty nice one, too. Is that Hawaiian? It looks...
This one is. It's Lanikai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you see all sorts of ukuleles out there these days. It's become really popular again.
Yeah, and this is actually a tenor ukulele. So it's a little bigger, and it has a bit more of a deeper sound than the soprano.
It's tuned the same way?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and every instrument, I suppose, has different levels of depth that you can learn it. But I think ukulele can be relatively easy to learn. It doesn't hurt so much to press on the frets, and you can make some sounds pretty quickly.
You can. It's a fantastic instrument. I actually just recently found on Twitter there's an organization, a charity organization called Ukuleles for Kids. And I'm not sure if you've ever heard of them before, but they are so cool because the ukulele is so simple to play. I mean, you can hold one string. Look, there's the C. Children that have terminal illnesses that are in the hospital and children that are struggling through, you know, long-term sickness, they take donations of ukuleles or buy ukuleles for the kids and teach them some things and help them bring music into their lives and into their healing process.
What a great idea.
Isn't that so cool? Yeah.
Even for siblings of kids, if they want to sort of play bedside or add music that way, that's really terrific. Have you had a chance to record much with any of the groups you're involved with or on your own?
Yeah, Graceful released an EP last year that was fully produced. We had the great honor of having the likes of Jimmy Mattingly. He's a phenomenal fiddle player. He works with like Reba McEntire and Garth Brooks. He was featured on the record. We have Brian Cole, who's a local producer and songwriter, and did a lot of work in Nashville on the record. And it blew my mind. To be able to go through that whole process of, you know, every instrument and, like, you know, hashing out the songs.
Just the whole production process.
It's awesome.
Of adding everything one by one. And
yes. I mean, like, everything. Like, you wouldn't think of, like, oh, we're going to put a mandolin here and we're going to do.
So that's probably, you probably can't listen to music the same way now when you hear, you know, produced music, right?
It's pretty cool because you learn to appreciate music on a different level because it's like, oh, okay, well, I can hear what they did there. And you start to notice the subtleties in a song. You know, it's like the painstaking amount of energy that goes into like those finesses. And then you notice it and you're just like, oh, okay, they did a really good job there. That was very tasteful because it only appears like four times, but, you know, it makes the song.
When did you start writing music?
About 14 years ago. My mom was a poet, so I took a lot from her, and I always wrote poetry, and my dad was a songwriter, so I got a very early exposure to it, but I started applying melody to my poetry about 14 years ago.
And you mentioned being a military brat. Do you know offhand how many, just K through 12 school, like how many different cities you were in?
It was like six.
Wow.
Which is a lot before 9 years old.
It is. I mean, that's a lot. Between like the ages of 5 and 17.
Just moving a lot, yeah.
Six different schools. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And that experience must impact you as a songwriter, I would think.
I think it impacts me as a songwriter, but also as a person, because the feedback that I always get, a good friend of mine, Jasmine Tate, who's a phenomenal songwriter, she was asked recently what her favorite thing about me was, and it was like the best compliment I ever had. She said, Crystal just has an open heart and will engage someone in a very loving way, like right away. And she's like, that's what I've always noticed about her. And I think that I can attribute that to, you know, always being the new kid, always, you know, kind of being like the one that didn't necessarily grow up with, you know, this group of kids, but still trying to find a way of finding a place and just being comfortable with myself and being like, hey.
That's interesting because some people would conclude that maybe it's the opposite and that you shut down because you don't feel comfortable when you go to a new place, but you took a way more positive approach to that and just kind of, not to put words in your mouth, but let's get to it right away. Here I am. This is me. You know, let's be friends.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a great compliment.
Yeah. Always like very quirky and just totally at home with my weirdness and just like, yeah.
Crystal Morgan is who you're hearing. We've linked to her website. You can also see her on our Facebook page. We just put up a link to her there. Let's hear another song from you if you're ready. What would you like to do next?
I have another bird song. It's called Songbird. I'll play it for you now. This is the first song I read on the ukulele. And I had one of those charts that you get with the ukulele. It has like every chord possible.
Like the tab.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. But I looked at it and I was like, I don't want to write all the songs in the same chords. I was like, I want to come up with like something really cool and different. So I put this song together really in like the first week. So to encourage everybody out there, first time ukulele players.
Crystal Lee Morgan, here she is.
Can I be a songbird? Can I be your songbird? Can I be yours? Because love, it's a crazy thing. Challenge.
Crystal Morgan, you like the birds, I think. It's a great song.
I use it a lot for to allude to some life events and things like that.
Yeah. Craig is listening in Georgia and just wrote how peaceful your songs are and how much he's enjoying listening to them. If you have any comments, you can text us 412-200-5975 or email us slb@slbradio.org. Tell me about singing now. Did you sing as a little girl?
They told me that I was singing, and I don't know how true it is because your parents, you know, how like to, they like to gush about you. But they said that they hung a microphone over my mobile because I was just like, la, la, la. So from their reference, I was singing since I was born.
And did you study music or singing with anybody? You seem like a natural.
No, I just do. Just let it come out, you know. I had the opportunities to sing at the Unity Center in Pittsburgh for the last 6 years. So I've done that, which is a great experience for rounding out vocals and working through just developing style.
Tell me more about the Unity Center and what happens there.
The Unity Center is kind of, it's a non-denominational, you could believe in unicorns. And I think that, you know, we'd still give you a hug and we'd be like, you know what, that's great. You know, whatever your faith practice is, just come and have community and some positive messages. So I've gotten the opportunity to lead worship and lead the songs, which are just, I mean, a vast array from, we perform some Joni Mitchell and John Denver songs to Karen Drucker, who's more of like, she focuses primarily in spiritual music, but you know, there's really a positive message in everything.
That's great. Where are they located?
They're in Friendship, currently in the Waldorf School.
Mm-hmm.
So every Sunday they meet there right around 10 a.m.
Well, that's good. And that's cool. 10:30. I suppose additional people are very welcome, I would assume.
Oh,
it's a
absolutely
welcoming group. So
it is. It's a pretty cool laid back group.
And this is in the Friendship neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Gives you an idea of some of the things going on if you're here or even if you're not from around here. Just what's happening. Crystal Morgan is who you're hearing. When are you? You mentioned you were at the Arts Festival yesterday here in Pittsburgh. I can look it up too, but do you know when you'll next be performing?
I'm actually involved in a group called The Common Heart with Clinton Clegg. He's an incredible songwriter and has this deep soul voice. He just has so much charisma, and I was attracted to the group because one of my friends was playing in the group and started on as a background vocalist. So we're playing tonight at the Penn Brewery, but we're also playing at the Arts Festival on the 14th.
That's great.
And like right before Benjamin Booker, who's awesome.
And are the songs covers or original?
Mostly original. There are a couple covers, like some soul covers and, you know, some Marvin Gaye.
It must be fun. To be a background singer has got to be.
It is.
It's probably challenging. Are you dancing and doing the, special moves?
We do some special moves. And it's funny because you would never pick the background singers in the group. I'm a lead vocalist. Mike DeLuca, who's a good friend of mine, is also a background vocalist, but he's also a lead vocalist, phenomenal guitarist, and Jess Homan, who is a flautist. But she also sings. So, I mean, we have a pretty groovy group. There are about 8 members right now, and we just rock it.
It was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was trying to remember, and I'm pretty sure it was Bill Withers' induction. And I was watching that, and was really keeping an eye on the background singers. I think that's what it was. And I was just thinking, boy, you really have to be talented to be a background singer and like know exactly what you're doing. And it just never occurred to me how much that adds to the whole, just how necessary it is to make it work. I'm pretty sure that was his performance. I liked how he eventually sung. You know, he hasn't performed in a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
He got up, was coaxed up finally to sing a little bit.
It was pretty cool because with Kyle Lawson last night, I actually was a part of the Bill Withers tribute at the Pittsburgh Winery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were celebrating and paying tribute for that event for him to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He wrote a lot of great songs.
Lovely Day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And just an amazing guy. And he kind of retired with great commitment to retirement based on everything I've read about him. Crystal Morgan is who is here this morning. She's still got a few songs to do. What would you like to do next?
I was thinking about switching over to the guitar, if you guys don't mind.
Well, sure. Take a moment and do that as you're doing it. I'll mention that live performance here on the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council and its administration of a grant from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency. Also, I hope you'll join us for Father's Day card making. It starts today. I believe we're in year 10 now, our 10th year of helping kids make Father's Day cards in our studios. You can sing a song, read a poem, or record an interview with us. We'll master it for professionally onto a CD that you can decorate, affix to a card, and take home the same day as a Father's Day card that will be cherished for a lifetime. We're open every day through Father's Day from 1 to 4. And June 13th and 14th only, we are going to be making a different kind of gift. It's our special voice print where you can say and display, "I love you," in a wave form that reflects the unique sound of your voice. It's suitable for framing. In fact, we will provide a frame after you decorate it. You can frame it and take it home. Proceeds benefit SLB programs for youth and families. And while I've got another second as we get Crystal ready to go, I hope tomorrow Ricky and I will see you at the Summer Reading Extravaganza. Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh will be there between noon and 5 at the performance tent, welcoming performers. And also John Binley of our staff will be at the SLB tent at the Summer Reading Extravaganza at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. I believe Crystal is all suited up. She's now donning guitar. And what would you like to do now?
This is called Joyful Song.
Here is Crystal Morgan.
Hold on, let's make sure this is on here right. Sorry, I'm getting like a little bit of a...
Take your time. It's a... It's always better to have done this than to wish you had to.
I think I just bumped it when I was trying to get... We tune because we care.
Yes, it's an important aspect of it. She's playing a Martin, by the way.
It's this guitar has an awesome story, and it's a great show of faith. One of my best friends who owned a recording studio, and it recently closed because he's working on the oil rigs right now. His name's Jesse. He gave me this guitar as like a sign of faith. He wanted to encourage me to do more and do better and do some live gigs on my own after Graceful had finished the record and we stopped performing out so much. He was like, you know what, do things on your own. Go back out there and get back up. And I was like, okay, great.
No pressure. Here's this really great guitar, and make good music from it, and it's yours, and I expect a full report when I get back.
He's like, I want a 10% of everything you make with this.
Does that mean he's going to owe you money?
Yeah. Okay, this is Joyful Song.
Heart stops screaming,
It's defeating all the good things there could be, and I'm retreating into meaning, not meaning to mess it all up. When there's a joyful song I could sing, and I feel it in my bones. There's a joyful song I could sing to you. So pick your head up. It's pick your head up. It's not over. Throw your last punch and put some weight into it. Imaginations and fascinations keep me up all night. They get me high and leave me low. There's a joyful song I could sing, and I feel it in my bones. There's a joyful song I could sing to you. Yes, pick your head up. It's not over. Throw your last punch and put some weight into it. Imaginations and fascinations keep me up all night. They take me high and leave me low. There's a joyful song I could sing, and I feel it in my bones. There's a joyful song I could sing to you.
Crystal Morgan, it's really fun to listen to you sing. You've got a great voice, and thanks for being here. We probably have time for one or two more. I'll leave that up to you. And do we need to make any adjustments? Are you feeling okay?
He said, ask me to turn it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I wanted to just share something about that song, too.
Please.
I think it's a testament to stubbornness and perseverance, because I was having literally, I think, one of the worst days of my life. And I was just crying. I probably was crying for like 3 hours, and I was having, you know, a disagreement with somebody I really loved. And, you know, you get that to that point where you're just like so frustrated and you don't really know what to do with yourself. And I caught myself in that space, and I was like, I really don't like this space. And I have every ability to, like, the whole world's outside. There are like 5 billion trees I can climb, and, you know, the sun is shining, and there's really no reason to continue to be in this space. And I went downstairs and I picked up the guitar, and I wrote that. So I just picked the guitar up and I literally just wrote it straight through.
Wow.
With just pure, like, just searching for joy. And that's like, there's a joyful song I can sing, and I feel it in my bones. Like, I know that the joy is here. And I know, like, I'm able to resonate that. I'm able to feel that. Despite every circumstance that's going on in my life, I can pull that out. And, you know, it's a simple song, but
that's pretty incredible. So you were able, you know, to tunnel through and sort of to compartmentalize yourself within words and music and the guitar, you know, despite everything going on around you. That's very powerful. And perseverance is, and resilient are two terms that I like that you use the term stubborn, because a lot of times I joke about that. We think of stubborn as a negative quality. I think stubborn is in many contexts a very positive quality. So that's what a great song. And thank you for sharing the story. Do you want to do one or two more?
I think I can do one more.
Okay, great. Whenever you're ready. Crystal, it's crystalmorganmusic.com, and we've
correct.
Linked to that. And you can learn more about Crystal's music by going there. And Larry in Elwood City, I'm glad you're enjoying Crystal's music today. And I see Bruce checked in to mention that he also is enjoying listening to you.
Oh, great.
And I'm sure others are, too, that are enjoying the sunshine or driving. But I wanted to pass those words along to you. And I do encourage you to go to Crystal Morgan's website, crystalmorganmusic.com.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun to have you here.
I've gotten to hang out outside and peer into the studio while we've had other artists in, and it's truly a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, we had a few surprises today, too, which was nice. So what do you want to close up with?
I'm going to close up with a song called Kerosene.
Kerosene.
Yes.
And another one of yours?
Yes. Yeah, these are all originals today.
So here's Crystal Morgan.
Grip, get a grip. You've come too far to let your demons back in. Grip, get a grip. You've come too far to let your demons back in. And time, oh, it heals, but time also kills. But isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like kerosene? Isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like I followed a sinking ship all the way to the ocean's floor? And there at the bottom, all those warning signs I ignored. But isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like kerosene? Isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like kerosene? Kerosene. There's a voice inside of me. Oh, she calls and she screams, can we make this right someday? No, 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 oh, no, no, no. Oh, can we make this right someday? No, 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 oh, say no, 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 oh. But isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like kerosene? Isn't fire just a flame burning itself out in vain? itself out in vain. Why do all my favorite mistakes taste like you?
Crystal Morgan, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.